morning. Good morning, everybody. It's time now for Car Talk. How do I know that? It's Thursday. The sun's shining, and Brad Dungis is on the phone. How are you?
Hi there, Tom. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day out here on Highway 75. We're having a great time at Dungis and celebrating our big anniversary month, and got a celebration going on all month, but 80 years in business here in Bartlesville. Big customer appreciation events going on every week. And we've got some beautiful weather today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, indeed, yeah. You do.
And here, I want to patch somebody in. Give me a second here.
Okay.
And Joe, are you there?
I am here. Yes, sir.
Hi. Tom, I've got a special guest with us today. I've got my Uncle Joe Dillon.
Hey, Joe.
Joe is, say hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody. A lot of people out there in the community know Joe. He's been around for years. Lived in Bartlesville and Dewey for all his life, basically. And but Joe's our longest-term employee here, and he's got a lot of great stories. He also happens to be my uncle and you know, one of our most valuable employees. And Joe, I want to introduce you to Tom and to the rest of the community, those people who don't know you, because you really do represent a lot of what's great about Dungis, I feel. So I don't want to make you blush, but
so well, thank you, Brad.
When did you start working at Dungis? What was the first? When did you come to work? Actually,
the first day was September 1st, 1972. Met Mr. Dungis on the sidewalk at 312 South Osage at 6:30 in the morning, and.
Yeah.
He introduced me to Cecil Whitwell, the parts manager, and my first job was dusting parts. So
dusting parts. Kind of similar to what he used to do when he first started, right?
That is correct. He started at the bottom also. And Cecil said, take this rag and just start in this bin and look at the part and remember the number and just go to the next one. And so that's what I did for about 3 weeks, just dusted all the parts of the Model A's and Model T's they had stuck back in the corners and progressed from there.
Wow, that's a neat story. So that was 1972 and still down on Osage, you know, the old dealership down there. A lot of people will have to think back long and hard to that being a car dealership. But we posted a picture of that up on our Facebook page this week, Tom, if people want to go take a look at that.
And cool.
A couple other old pictures up there and other things going on, so people might want to go to Facebook and just check out Dungis Ford, and you can kind of participate in that if you want or have any old memories or pictures. We're going to be posting stuff all month. Joe, I know... you didn't stay in the parts department forever, and they stopped you from dusting after a while. What tell us about you know, what it was like back then, and what the different stuff you did.
I worked in the parts department until we moved out to 1901 Southeast Washington Boulevard, where we are now, and then I moved into service.
Yep. And that whole moving process was a big deal, wasn't it? I mean, with the coming out to Highway 75 and building the dealership out here was a major process everyone was involved in, right?
That is correct. Don Goodman and I, actually, Mr. Dunn just talked him and I into putting clear urethane on all the service department floors. And... So at nighttime, we'd come out and clean and mop the urethane to protect the concrete, fresh concrete on all the shop floors. And after the first night, we both got all choked up because we didn't read the directions on the can. It said, leave the doors open to ventilate the buildings, and it was kind of cool outside, so we left them closed. And that may have been a catastrophe. We lived through it. Everything was
good. Okay.
And Mr. Dundas believed in doing everything yourself, so he had all the guys out building the service work benches, putting in the vices, putting in the parts rotary racks, and building the parts bins, and And this is all done after hours, and all he'd feed everybody and take care of them, and he was a super good guy to work with.
Yeah, and it was all that, you know, rolling up your sleeves and getting after it stuff. That's how I remember him in those days, is trying to follow him around and keep up with him as a teenager. Wasn't always easy.
it was hard to keep up with that old guy. He would beat me here, and I'd always get here early to try to do extra and be shiny, and he would always beat me here and raring to go and always busy, always care for his people. Every morning he'd bring them a donut from the Second Street bakery, a big old cinnamon roll. And if they weren't at their desk in sales or at their toolbox, he'd just pull whatever papers were there and just set it right on the center of their desk so he'd make sure they would find it. And we'd come back later in the day just to say, "Hey, did you get your donut?" Just to make sure. And just it's kind of a way of showing his appreciation for his employees. And being personal with him. He knew everybody's name, and their wives and their kids, and he was really involved with them.
Yeah, he was very much so, and really cared for everybody that worked here. And I remember him, the watermelons in the summer and stuff for the service shop, and getting everybody excited to really be at work. I mean, it was a great team, and it really was the foundation of the business, because the people that worked in the dealership, were what make it happen after all these years, Tom. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yes.
Customers and the people that work here and, the community, really. That's great. So, and after you did work in service when we first moved out here. What year was that when the dealership moved in on Highway 75, Joe?
That was in 1977.
77, yeah.
I was
sophomore in high school then, and
and we had a used car lot on the west side, 17 something, where the Dollar General store is out there now.
Right.
And then in '82, the 20 to come through and put us out of business. There we had. About 8 or 10 brand new Hyundais that they had just dropped out there.
Uh-huh.
We have the, not Hyundai, the Isuzus.
Right.
And totaled all of them, of course.
Really?
The tornado went right over it and tore up part of the building and the lots and messed up a lot of the west side.
Yeah. No, I'd forgotten about that. I kind of vaguely remember it now. By then I was off in college and not thinking about it, but the... that's amazing. So this, and you moved from service. Eventually, you did some other roles. Talk to us about your other positions. And
in the late '70s, the move from service to sales was selling the Fords and the Toyotas for $2,000 and $3,000 a piece. Fully loaded Ford pickups were $3,500, and things have changed just a little bit.
Yeah.
And enjoyed sales and really did well in sales because of all my customer service back when I was working in service.
Right, you knew the customers
The old salesman would bring the customer back and introduce me to him and says, "Oh, Joe, we'll take care of you. You have a problem." And then when I went to sales, best one I remember is Ed Dover. He was top salesman always, but he said, "Little sorry outfit, now all my customers will be your customers." Well, I gave them to you.
Yeah, I was going to ask about some of the guys back then, because people might remember those names. Other than Ed,
Ed Dover, Bill Lawrence, was sales manager forever.
And people know the Lawrence family around here.
Yes, Randy Lawrence, Bill Lawrence.
The
Earl Hoker, he was used car manager. Lyle Johnson was used car manager also. And the list goes on and on. One of the most important people around was Joanne Alley, the office manager.
Yes.
She was here.
Joanne, definitely.
Forever, it seems like 30 or 40 years.
She really
she
was.
She still lives up in Dewey, still buys cars from us, and still... Uh-huh. Drives around town, and she's doing well.
Hopefully she's listening. Hi, Joanne.
That's for sure. Joan Boffman, and she was office manager, and Murray Bingard, she was office manager.
Yeah. Of course, they were still here when I got here, and in about 2000, I had gone to work at the Ford dealership in Tulsa that my father Bill and Uncle Bob were running at the time, and we had had a business change there, and it became Tulsa Auto Collection, and I came up here in 2000 to work with Mike Long and my Uncle Bob, who had taken over the dealership after my after Bill passed away. In the 80s, or in late 80s, 90s, I guess, 91, right? Something like that.
Right.
And, anyway, that they were still there, and Phil Ryan was there, and some of those guys from in the past. So those, a lot of great stories and generations overlapping. That's neat. And so you, and when did, so you sold for how long, Joe? How long you were in the sales department?
Probably about 4 to 5 years I was in sales, and then I moved back to service. Back to the sales thing, you mentioned Phil Ryan, a name of the past.
Uh-huh.
Phil was one of the first salesmen back in the, he opened in 41. Back in the late 40s and 50s, Phil Ryan was a salesman here for a long time. Then his
right.
parents opened a dealership up in Arizona, I believe, or some other state. He moved away.
Uh-huh.
But then he came back and was a salesman again in his later years until his health gave up. And when Mr. Dundas hired him back in the 40s, he always told him that he had the best customer list there is, so you can make sales calls and stuff. And Phil was always asking about it. So Mr. Dundas went upstairs and came back with a local phone book that said, "Here you go. That's the best list." But Phil was a super good guy and a super good salesman.
Yes, he was. I really enjoyed knowing him myself. That was great.
But then after a while, I went from sales. They needed something to happen back in service, so Mr. Dundas moved me back to service and wanted me to learn everything there was. He wanted me to learn everything there was about the dealership
to
bounce back and forth. And be a mentor of J.P. Whitwell, who could do anything and everything.
And did everything, yeah. I was going to ask about J.P. because he's another story we need to tell a little bit about all the stuff he did.
Yes, J.P. would go out in the hay field and fix the tractors while they were trying to bale the hay, and he would mow and bale hay and do everything except the whole hay. He didn't do that. Mm. And him and... he could do anything. He could make tools. He fixed cars, and he was a heck of a good guy.
Yeah, he was a great friend of the dealership.
He was more like family than he was an employee. All the people back then were like more like family.
Yeah, and we still strive to, Joe. I know that it's harder, it seems like, in today's world, maybe, but I feel like that's really part of the legacy here, and, you know, I'm so proud that you're still part of the team, and to have you on our team, it's really great. And to hear these stories, it's awesome. And selling, you did, a lot of people remember your, after, in the service role, and in your body shop role, then, because we're getting a little closer to modern times.
For sure. But don't remember the year. It was probably 86 or 87, something like that. Maybe 90, I don't remember. Then they had a vacancy in the body shop, so Mr. Dunn just put me back there. So I ran the body shop, and so we built the new one in 2001.
Right.
And we moved over away from the dealership and wanted a little world of our own over there, and for 20-so years.
Yep.
And,
great team in the body shop. I mean, one of the, you know, really, you built a team that was really, had longevity, had a lot of employees that worked there for many years. Still a lot of people that work here that worked it while you were the manager. And, you know, I think he's had a legacy there. And in service, they still really carry on today, and really in sales, the heart of the business. So thank you for that. I remember they would call if people, before there was a lot of easy access to roadside help and stuff like that, Tom, a lot of people would just call the dealership and we would send Joe. and or JP, something like that. In my lifetime, it was a lot of times it was Joe and Joe's lockout service. If people locked their keys in their car, Joe would go help them get them out. They had a small dent or a ding on their car, they'd bring it in, he'd help them fix it. Still, whatever you need, people know they can count on Joe. And today, Joe does a lot of great stuff for us. He still works in our service and sales areas between the two departments, helping us get all our cars ready to go using his vast experience. We still, I have him. He drives the shuttle, and that sounds like maybe an odd thing to have someone with Joe's experience doing. But what that does is it gets you close to the customers, Joe. And I love it when you're close to our customers because I know that they're well taken care of. So if you're out at the dealership, say hello to Joe. He's a great guy, and he can show you around. There's a lot of great pictures out here now and stuff that we love to show people. And if you want to come and just chat about history or any of this intrigues you, come on out and talk to us during this great month where we're celebrating our anniversary. It was April 1941 when my grandfather and grandmother moved the family and purchased the dealership here in Bartlesville. We talked last week, Tom, about a lot of those early stories of what happened in Tonkawa and when they got in the car business. I think that whole time in America, when you think about transportation and coming through the Depression and how things worked in the oil field in Oklahoma, and there was so much going on, and he and his brothers and the family benefited so much from their hard work, and it's a testament that we're still here today, and it's due to people like Joe and the great work of the team. I mentioned the great sales events going on this month. We don't want to just look to the past. I was interesting as we've been kind of looking through things. I saw an article where they interviewed Bill Dungess in 1980 when he was the head of NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association, and he was quite a bit for them to handle. And they talk about that in the article, saying he was a real spark plug, and he didn't take nothing for granted. But in the article, he mentions that we're going to have different motors and electric cars, and we're going to change the size of the car, but the auto is going to be the mode of the transportation for years and years to come. So he was forward thinking about the car business. He'd acquired, as Joe mentioned, some other brands. We had the Isuzu brand. He'd bought a Toyota in 1968. These were brands that didn't seem to be have much viability at times, but he believed that the quality of those products was going to prove out to be competitive in the American marketplace, and he was right. Look at what Toyota has done, and a lot of the other manufacturers, and the strength of the American manufacturers now in response to that, and the great market that we have. So that's he was a real leader in that. I know that the industry has changed a lot, but we're still every day selling cars, taking care of our customers, much like hopefully we're trying to do it like he did in the past. So, Joe, the other anything else come to mind when you think about working with Mr. Dungess
you're talking about other brands. It was Ford, Lincoln Mercury, Toyota, AMC, Jeep, Renault, and Isuzu. Mm-hmm. And that was all at one time. We had all those cars on the lot, and so it was really a exciting time because we could sell anybody anything they wanted.
Mm-hmm. That was in the 80s, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's neat. And I know he was that was kind of controversial in the business. A lot of the brands were not comfortable always being combined like that. But he really wanted to push the envelope. He was looking to serve his customers and get them whatever they wanted. And he knew that was one of the keys to the business. And, you know, I know Dungis Brothers in Tulsa really took that same idea. And to give a shout out to Bill and Bob from Tulsa and their great organization down there that in the 70s and 80s was growing and becoming really the largest Ford dealership in the state, and did a lot of great stuff then too. And you know, we don't have that dealership in Tulsa anymore, but we were there for over 50 years and long heritage down there in Tulsa too. The other thing he did a lot of was he was involved in politics and in the Methodist Church and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and in so many great nonprofits here in Bartlesville too, the 4-H and FFA, the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA was very dear to him. Elizabeth loved the Mutual Girls Club and Concern and some of those organizations was very active in those. And we still love to work and support those organizations. And anyway, that's really a big part of what we do, Tom.
I've never really known anybody quite as active as he was because he was always doing something. Never slowed down. He just kept going and going and going.
I tell you, you know, when I think back about him, and that's what I remember is, you know, I would come up here in the summer when we were out of school, and I'd stay at the ranch house where Elizabeth lived, and he would come, and they were divorced, and he stayed at the other end of the ranch, but he would come real early before sunrise and knock on the window and wake me up and my brothers, and we were off, and I don't have any idea what time it was, but it seemed very early to me at that time, and it was dark, yes, and we were going, and we would go, and we always had a plan, we would go. There was always food involved, so we did have to get some breakfast, but then we were off to the farm or to the dealership, usually to the dealership quickly, then to the farm, then you might go back to buy Murphy's and back to the dealership, and there might be a baseball match in the afternoon, you know, and you were always moving. And I remember him once telling me, Brad, you need to step it up a little bit. You're going to have to walk a little faster and walk like you know where you're going. And that still leaves a great impression on me. And I thought about that today walking into the dealership.
And he'd love to go out and bale hay, too.
Yes, I did some of that with him. You know, that was loading the hay in the barn and scooping it up and putting it on the tractor. That we did a lot of that. Those are great memories. At the time, that was a lot of fun. He did like to work in the field and loved to be outside on the land. I think that was a release for him, wasn't it, to get away and think about some stuff like that. But he was always working, always scheming. So it's so good to have you on here, Joe. I guess a little bit of more car business. We can talk about what's happening this month, Tom. We have, as we talked last week, we've been buying a bunch of vehicles. Our new car lot is always got some fresh stuff on it. I think I looked today, and we've got about 14 new used cars. These are stuff we just got in the last couple days, trades and purchased vehicles. Everything from a 2012 hybrid Camry to a 2019 Tacoma TRD Sport. We've got a 2002 Avalon, a 2009 Lincoln MKS, a 2020 Jeep Cherokee, and there's just so much variety and different kinds of great used vehicles here. These are a lot of them under 100,000 miles will come with our 7-year or 2-year 100,000 on the used cars. It's a 2-year 100,000 mile powertrain warranty, Q certified, and on our new vehicles, it is a 7-year 100,000 mile warranty. That it comes at no additional cost to you with any vehicle purchase here at Dungis. A lot of those used cars, Joe, are great used cars. I know you're familiar with some of them. You help us get those through service. Anything catch your eye recently?
We just got a 21 Lotto King Ranch F-150 in hybrid yesterday.
Ah!
It's pretty special. It's kind of strange to push the button and just see the ready light, and nothing happens when you put it in drive.
Yeah, and this is, I was looking at that truck yesterday, and that is a special truck. If people aren't aware of the Ford F-150 Hybrid, you can come check that out now at Dungis. It is on the lot. We've got a couple of those in stock. It is an outstanding vehicle with tons of power, speed, torque. It's a hybrid, Tom, that doesn't really feature the miles per gallon in its marketing. It features its performance, so people are going to be amazed by this truck. You need to come check it out. I think it's going to be a real hot seller for us. Of course, we've got on the brand new F-152. I was working with a customer this week, and he didn't know that they could come with a generator. So now the Ford F-150 has you can get the power package where it comes with basically a generator that could power your home. During the ice storms in Texas in February, people were borrowing the trucks and using them to power things when electricity was out. So you might want to check that out. There's a fold flat seat, a work area bench system that's really cool. Lots of great new stuff with the Ford F-150. The other thing we're doing, Tom, is we had on the Ford side is we've completed our Bronco conversions, and we're getting ready to get a couple more Bronco Sports on the lot, and we've got our Mach-E service loaner vehicle out there ready if somebody wants to come check that out or just take it for a spin. We've got that available for you. On the Toyota side, we've got inventory coming in every day there, too. We've got a couple of Tacomas and more on the way. We've got a pretty good selection right now of Camrys, hybrid Camry, couple of pretty good Highlander selection, Corolla, Highlander. And right now on Toyotas, we've got really great leases, lease payments on Corolla under $200 a month. Camry, Tacoma, Tundra, everything leases really good right now. And so great incentives, good time to buy. There's still 0% on a lot of vehicles, I think 6 on the Toyota side and a comparable number on the Ford and Lincoln side. We've got great deals on our new vehicles. You can check all that out online at dungeschoice.com. And we've got our great simple price up there. It's a competitive price that we do a lot of the whittling of the price for you before you even get here, and make it really easy to get your trade valued or work with this to get a loan for your vehicle. You can go right into the vehicle and then click from there and start the process of working your own deal. Go in there, just give us a little bit of information, and you can go in and play with the numbers yourself and see how that's going to work. It's a really neat tool. Another thing I wanted to mention is we have a bunch of service specials going on this month, and the one that is maybe stands out the most, and this comes around just a couple times a year, but we've got buy three and get one for a dollar tire sale on the Toyota side. It's a really great deal. Get about 25% off your tire purchase, basically, and it's a great time just this month in the Toyota shop. So people want to come check that out, they can schedule an appointment online at dungeschoice.com.
Very good. Once again, that website will take you just about anywhere you need to go in the Dungeness realm, that is for sure.
That's right, Tom. And if that doesn't work, give us a call at 918-333-0900 or stop by out on Highway 75. You can't miss the big blue Ford Oval and the Toyota Monolith.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you and Joe for paying us a visit today, and thank you very much, and happy birthday once again to the dealerships.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody out there, and thank you, Joe, for being on.
Thank you, Red.
All right, take care, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to One on One.